This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. It now appears that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election will not be coming out next week. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Though Bob Mueller is showing signs of wrapping up the probe into Russian election interference and ties to the Trump campaign, a senior Justice Department official tells the AP Mueller's report is not expected to be delivered next week. As the anticipation grows, President Trump is again saying he won the election fair and square.
It had nothing to do with Russia.
And he's looking forward to seeing Mueller's report.
If it's an honest report, it will say that. If it's not an honest report, it won't.
It's also unclear whether Mueller's actual report will ever be made public. Attorney General William Barr will prepare his own report based on the conclusions and says he intends to make some of it public. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At least two people were killed and several others injured in clashes between Venezuelan soldiers and a group of civilians at the Brazilian border Friday. News reports say that two people died when National Guard officers attempted to disperse indigenous citizens blocking a road on the border with Brazil. At least 22 people were wounded. President Nicolas Maduro closed the country's border with Brazil in a dispute over the delivery of humanitarian aid to Venezuela. Meanwhile, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido showed up at a concert dubbed Venezuela Aid Live, organized by British billionaire Richard Branson and attended by tens of thousands of people in the Colombian border town of Cucuta. Guaido appeared in violation of a travel ban handed down by Venezuela's Supreme Court, which is stacked with supporters of embattled President Maduro. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, facing the country's biggest popular protests since he came to power 30 years ago, has declared a one-year state of emergency. Bashir Friday called on Parliament to postpone constitutional amendments that would allow him to seek another term in a 2020 presidential election. In a televised speech, he also said that he would dissolve the central government as well as state governments. Later, al-Bashir appointed a new prime minister but left the country's current defense, foreign, and justice ministers in place. U.S. President Donald Trump says his decision to leave 400 U.S. troops in Syria does not constitute a reversal of his plan to withdraw American forces from the country. Speaking at the White House, the president said that those left behind will help prevent the reemergence of the Islamic State group.
We can leave a small force along with others in the force, whether it's NATO troops or whoever it might be, so that it doesn't start up again. And I'm okay. It's a very small, tiny fraction of the people we have.
In December, Trump made a surprise announcement that all U.S. forces would be out of Syria by the end of April. However, that confounded many of America's European allies and angered some of Trump's own allies in Washington. Music star R. Kelly has been indicted in Chicago on sex abuse charges, AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced the charges, 10 in all, of aggravated criminal sexual abuse of four girls younger than 17. The earliest cases date back to 1998, when Kelly would have been 31, the latest to 2010. She identified the alleged victims only by their initials.
The third victim, initials L.C., was involved in an incident which occurred February 18th, 2003.
Each count carries a sentence of up to 7 years. The Grammy-winning singer and composer, who denies ever having had sexual contact with underage girls, faces a bond hearing Saturday. I'm Warren Levinson.
At the second day of a summit on sex abuse, leading cardinals said the Catholic Church has to repair the failures that enabled sexual abuse to take root around the world. Reuters' Gracie Jerome reports.
The church must fix the systemic failures that enabled members of the clergy to sexually abuse children on a global scale. That's the message of leading cardinals, who say bishops should start policing each other's behavior. They made their comments on the second day of an historic summit at the Vatican, where nearly 200 senior church officials are gathered to finally find a way forward from a scandal that shattered its reputation. Pope Francis ordered the summit to ensure church leaders from all over the world understood the depth of the problem and how they could prevent it.
Gracie Jerome of Reuters. And New England Patriots football team owner Robert Kraft has been charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. Attorneys for Kraft say he categorically denies it. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.